Cabinet Hub Director. Jose speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a duplex in Madeira Beach that is affected by the hurricane. I have two units to redo as far as the kitchen cabinets. I was wondering if you'd give me a quote on the cabinets.
Sure, I can definitely do that. Do you mind me asking you for your name?
Yeah, my name is Ron, R-O-N, and the last name is Vigil, V like in victory, I-G-I-L.
So it's Ron, R-O-N, V-I-G-I-L, Vigil?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. Ron, do you have any measurements or the size of the
I actually have a drawing that I can email to you. And, again, there's two units, so basically it's a mirror image. I'm going to send you one, but it's mirror image, so I need two sets of these cabinets.
Perfect. Is there any way you can email it to me now?
Sure. I have an email here. I don't know if it's you have a separate one, cabinethubdirect.com, or is it something else?
No, I'll send it to my personal email, which I'll be the one actually designing it for you, and I'll give you a render, which will be, if you're ready, let me know.
You're going to give me the email, you said?
Yeah, unless you want me to email you, and you can respond to it, whatever makes it easier for you.
That would make it easier for me, yeah, that would make it easier.
Okay.
Yeah, so my email address,
mm-hmm.
Then I'll send you immediately, I'll send you the drawing. I'll scan this drawing I have. And again, I've already kind of selected cabinets, but if you have any other ideas, I'm open to other suggestions, but based on what
Absolutely.
Things are already at or were. Yeah, if you could email, my email is rvigil, the number 2, at tampabay.rr.com.
So it's R, number 2?
No, it's RVIGIL, the number 2, at tampabay.rr.com.
So RVIGIL2 at tampabay.com.
Tampabay.rr.com. It's a weird I hate that TampaBay.rr.com, but I've been stuck with it.
Yeah, well, I have a uncle who has the same number for like 40 years already. He says he's stuck with it because everybody calls him. And he's not lying because he has people that call him from 20 years ago. Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
that's
Ron,
the same with me. It's like phone numbers and everything. You hate to change them because, you know, everybody's got that information, and you hate to change your your email address
Absolutely.
Or your phone number.
Definitely these days. And if you're in Tampa, you're very close to us. We're actually shipping out of Plant City, so we can give you
shipping. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Ron, before we get off the phone, I'm going to need some information from you. What address would you need to ship to just to have an accurate quote?
Okay, it's 244. This is my home address. I'd have to cart them from there to the duplex, but I'd probably better deliver it to my house.
We could ship it. As long as someone's there to sign, we could ship it to the job site. It's up to you.
See, that's a problem.
It probably wouldn't be.
So it's easier for me to ship it to my house, and then I'll just cart them there as I need them. That'd probably be easier for me. But anyway, my home address is 244. 137th Avenue Circle. That's in Madeira Beach, Madeira Beach, Florida, 33708.
So it's 244 137th Avenue Circle, Madeira Beach, Florida, 33708.
Correct.
And what color is specifically are you looking for, Ron? I'm going to actually send you a color list.
I've already looked at your catalog, so we decided on the white, the WS stuff.
White shaker? Ron, let me make you aware. I'm glad you brought it up. If you're looking at our website, we're in the process of updating it, so I'm going to send you a different color list, which we've added new colors and new styles as well. Just take a look at it and let me know if you want to change anything. But as of right now, I'll keep it as white shaker, okay? We just added new colors not too long ago, and we're just in the process of updating as we speak.
That's great.
And this is your number, Ron? 727-656-6564.
That's correct.
Okay. All right, Ron. So let me go ahead and send you this email real quick. If you don't mind staying on the phone, send it right now.
No problem. No problem.
Do you need any countertops, Ron?
In the possibly in the future, yeah. Yeah, don't you also do that?
Yes, we do also provide countertops. If you need help with the installation, just in case, we also provide that as well, just to give you the heads up, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to get at least a quote and see who gives me the best price. Okay, I'm going to try to, while we're talking here, I'm going to try to scan my drawing.
Sure.
That way I can email that to you here quickly, hopefully. Guys have been pretty busy here lately. Must be getting a lot of stuff from Florida because I said this place is a mess.
Well, believe it or not, Ron, yes. And this is from the hurricane, if believe it or not.
Right. That's my
problem. People are barely getting...
Hurricane. Mm-hmm. Right.
People are barely getting their insurance check, and some are not even getting it. Some are just going up straight personal. And then, remember, we had two hurricanes back-to-back. So, still dealing with that, Ron.
And that's exactly what happened to me. We got the first hurricane, the flooding. I had 3 foot of water in this duplex. Wow. Basically, the tenants lost everything. I felt so bad for them. And then the second one came, and I lost the roof. So it's been hell. It took over 4 months to get the permit to even start working. So that was the other problem. So, but anyway, we got the permit.
I'm glad you are, Ron. I really am. I'm happy to hear that.
I feel myself fortunate because I talk to people in that area all the time, and there are people that still haven't got their permits. They're not living in their homes anymore. They're someone having to rent. They haven't started on their house, so they got double trouble. And
not just that. Savings as well. I mean, it's not some people that don't have the opportunity or a good structure or a backup plan. I mean, it's just horrible, man. I've heard so many sad stories.
Yeah, in my case, I didn't have flood insurance, but I hate to say it, I'm glad I didn't, because the people that had flood insurance, either they still haven't got their money, or number two, they're hardly giving them anything. And they've been paying, I have one neighbor that's been paying $10,000 a year for flood insurance, and they basically, they're hardly reimbursing them for anything.
Yeah.
So, again, you think you have insurance, like the one next door to me had $250,000 worth, they thought, of insurance. They've been paying on that, right? Well, that doesn't mean you're going to get $250,000 when you get flooded like this. They estimated on the FEMA value, and that's all they're going to give you. And it's,
so what they give her, less than
$100,000? Less than $100,000, yeah. Less than
$100,000.
That's horrible,
yes. You expect that. That's what sucks, is that you depend on that. You're like, okay, you have that peace of mind until it comes to it.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, straight slap.
You got it. So, again, I hate paying out of pocket, but I think in general, I probably, when I think about the number of years I haven't paid for insurance, and if I just, think, I put that money in the bank for a rainy day, I think I may even be ahead, to be honest with you.
That's a good way to look at it, Ron. I mean, you sound like a pretty intelligent man.
Well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just gotta talk
with Ron, with us. Happy wife, happy life. Remember that. So let's keep it.
I keep talking. She keeps telling me that. But, sometimes it's hard. Yeah, I don't know.
Keeps telling you that. Divorced, that's how I learned it.
Oh, that's terrible. I've been married for over 40 years.
Well, congratulations. I'm actually 40 tomorrow, Ron. That's funny, huh? That's crazy.
Good for you.
Thank you, Ron.
Children that I have some that are already in their 40s, and I have a daughter that'll be 40 next year. So, yeah, it's a critical point in your life. Critical point.
It's interesting. You don't worry about the things that really don't matter, you know. You appreciate people's time. You appreciate people's, you know, help. And you have children as well. I have children. You know, you try to help out. Just hopefully one day if my kids need a hand, somebody gives them a hand, you know. And that's really why I do things.
Yeah. And the thing my wife and I have always said, it's always pay me now or pay me later. So you're better off whatever you can do for your children to create a future for them.
Absolutely.
It's better to do it, you know, get with the education, whatever it might be, because you hear story after story about children that, you know, have issues with drugs or other major issues, and it never ends. I mean, you know, as a parent, you're always a parent, you know, until the day you die. And you're always
absolutely, and then you teach your children that, Ron, and.
Right.
And now you set up a good foundation for your grandchildren.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's generational. It really is. You're right.
Generation. Absolutely. Ron, I sent you that email. Have you opened it?
I keep saying download, and somehow it's not showing up. Let me make sure you got my right email, because it's not showing up yet. I'm looking right
I have rvigil2@tampabayrr.com.
TampaBay.rr.com, nothing's showing up.
.rr.com?
Yeah, .rr.com, yeah. You need two dots.
No, I did not put two dots, that's right. Wait 1 second, Ron, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no problem. Okay, I hate that extension, it sucks.
Well, at least you know you're unique. Nobody else has it.
I think at some point they keep threatening they're going to, because that's part of Roadrunner and Spectrum, and they keep threatening they're going to get rid of it. And if they do, then I'm going to have another problem. Although I do have a couple other emails I use occasionally, like a Gmail, but I reuse it very rarely, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you can back up all your other emails to your new email, so make sure you do that. That's a mistake that I made. I had a lot of information in one email, and I lost the password.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I didn't lose the password. I put a two-step verification code, but I changed my phone number, and I forgot that number, so I can't get in it. So I didn't save any of my information, and it was gone.
That sucks.
It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
Have you sent it? Because I still don't.
I'm almost done, Ron. Should get it here in a few seconds.
And while we're talking, is there a number I can get you directly versus this 800 number?
Yes, absolutely. I'll give you a phone number right now. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and type in your email. All right, you should get it now, Ron.
Okay, let me click on the download here, see if it shows up. Sometimes this thing is slow. So I've had emails that didn't show up for like hours, and I don't know why. But
well, sometimes you got to check your junk email too. I've had that issue.
Okay, you sent it. Yeah, okay, I got it. Okay, so I'll go ahead. And so you got two attachments here. Let's see. So you got this is
one's
the new catalog.
One's the colors, and the other ones are countertops.
Okay, very good. So I have that. That all looks good. I have your email, which is good. And I will send you my drawing here as soon as we hang up. So is there anything else I need to do for you or you for me? Oh, you were going to give me your personal number.
Let me give you my direct number. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. 786.
786.
465.
465.
4867.
Okay, just make sure I got it right. It's 786-465-4867.
Correct. 786-465-4867. Jose.
You're Jose. Very good.
All right. All right, Ron.
Are you, you're Latin, I'm sure. I'm Latin. Are you Latin?
I am I was actually born in Texas, Houston, Texas, but my family is actually from El Salvador.
Okay. Hey, you know, the funny thing is I just had some drywall done, and the gentleman, his name's Jose, too. He's from El Salvador.
Is it?
Yeah. His name is Romero. Is it your last name?
Is Romero. That is
Romero. that's pretty damn coincidental, isn't it?
Oh, God, that's but crazy. That's scary. That's not crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, my family is, I'm of Cuban descent.
Oh, yeah? My best friend's from Cuba. Yeah. Me and him served in the Marine Corps. We were actually deployed out to Iraq. And I talk to that man every day. He's Cuban. Name's Orlando Rodriguez.
Yeah, they're usually good people. I've been to Cuba. And I love the place. I'd go back tomorrow again and visit.
I tell you one thing, man. He outworks me, man. He's a hard-working man. Him and his family,
Cubans,
like.
Cubans are very ambitious. Cubans are very ambitious people.
Absolutely. You'll never, like, I know Orlando. Because I've known him. I know him personally. 4:30 in the morning, sir, Ron. They're awake. It's like they've been awake, and there's no sleeping in until 8:00 a.m. There's stuff
normally
to do.
It's
like
a family event. You know, the whole family.
Their mentality is just business. Make it happen.
Make it happen. Yeah. So.
Cool.
But yeah,
all right, Ron,
we're all from Tampa. I was born in Tampa. My parents were born in Tampa. My grandparents all came from Cuba. And we've been in Tampa since the turn of the century. In fact, one of my grandfathers had a cigar factory in Tampa for years, back in the day. But, I've left there.
You know, Orlando's dad has a cigar shop there in Texas. It's called El Cubano. And, It's amazing. I'm not sure.
Are you familiar with Arturo Fuente cigars?
I am not. I'm not a smoker.
You're not a cigar person. Well, they're a premium cigar. I mean, they're a high dollar cigar. And he's a good buddy of mine. He went to high school with me. And his cousin actually lives now in the Dominican Republic. They used to get all their tobacco, you know, from different places, and actually Cuba at one time. But now he's got his cigar place in Dominican Republic. He's got actually a farm there growing the tobacco in me. And then my friend who lives in Tampa, he's a sales guy, and his cousin is the manufacturer, if you want to call it.
Okay.
So they make them in Dominican Republic. If they ship them to Florida, then he distributes them from Florida. But they're a high price.
It kind of sounds like what we do. We manufacture everything in Ohio, but we're distributing from Florida, and it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty neat that you have some good connections like that, especially something you enjoy. If I was a smoker, I watch Orlando's dad, like he's always he's straight Cuban. He's never lost his accent, none of that. And I've never seen him without a cigar.
That sounds like my uncles. My uncles always had a cigar in their mouth. Yeah. My dad wasn't a cigar smoker, but my uncles, all of them. And they played dominoes all the time. That was a big thing.
Cubans play dominoes different. So I played with them, with Orlando, and I thought I was playing normal dominoes, just, you know, 5, 10, 15. They play it differently, and I never really got the hang of it. But they're, and they take it very serious. Like Orlando, when they were losing, his dad was so mad about it, but he was taking it serious.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, no, that's a serious thing. And again, it's a team thing. You know, you always have a teammate on the other side of the table. And after a while, you can look at the other guy and you kind of know, the guy put the domino down and you look at him, you can tell he's going, yeah, that's the one, or no, that's not the one. There's a lot of strategy to it. It's, you know, it really, they think of that, it's a kid's game, but no, it ain't no kid's game.
No, you got to know how to read
the
numbers as well.
Yeah.
All right, Ron.
Anyway,
I can talk to you all day, Ron, but let's
go. In about a few minutes, I'm going to send you the email with the drawing, and I'll await your quote. Thank you so much.
Ron,
nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ron. You have a good day. I'll be expecting.
Very good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. You're welcome.